Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
It's time for another edition of The Brett Allen Show.
It's go time, you and me.
Join us weekly for the latest pop culture interviews from your favorite TV shows, movies, comedians, and so much more.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you, felt good.
Plus, you never know who will drop by.
What happened here was a miracle.
Now, here is your host.
I said throw down, boy.
Welcome to the night's main event.
Brett Allen.
Today we are chatting with one of the producers and creatives of this fun film starring Sean Patrick Flannery, Casper Van Dien, and Parmesh Verma, an action-packed feature film called Ruthless Bastards. Again, we're here with Alex Bogomolov. Happy holidays, my friend. It's nice to meet you.
Hello, everybody. Thank you, Brad. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Well, I have not seen the film yet. I have watched just little sizzle clips here and there.
Yeah.
And I've heard this film being talked about. But my God, you're working with two of the biggest names in the industry. Three, Parmesh, of course. How are you? Thank you so much. This is what appears to be a really action-packed, badass film from what I've read and seen so far.
Yeah. Well, we are planning the release, I hope, late May. We have to deliver it to the distributors in March. So I'm assuming it's going to be around like late spring. The official trailer is not out yet. It's just a short teaser we made for AFM. We were lucky to have Strike kind of helped us. In a way.
Oh, it did. Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, Sean and Casper, they were out of work, so they agreed to join us. And I love it. Yeah. So we got the waiver because we're independent production. So we got a waiver from SAG and we produced it here in Canada.
So I'm assuming because it was waivered and you were in Canada, that helped you a lot, right? As far as getting this thing done.
Yeah. It was a long process to get the waiver, but I'm glad that SAG agreed and we signed the interim agreement. And yeah, it also helped us to get the best crew. When we were doing the action sequences, the special effects guys came to me and said, like, "Hey, Alex, how did you manage to get those stunt guys?" Like, we had the best team in Vancouver. Now they're working on Tron. Nobody's working, so everybody's available. So we were lucky to have the best team, and not only in front of the camera, behind the camera as well.
So when it comes to making films, I mean, Canada has become, well, there's always been films there and shows made, you know, like it's nothing new. But I feel like having spoken to a lot of people in the last 5 to 10 years, it's almost become its own entity as far as productions. Would you agree with that statement as far as like competitiveness with Hollywood? I mean, Stargirl comes to mind, Mayor of Kingstown. I mean, a lot of things are being made there.
Yeah, well, the main reason is the tax credit, film incentive system in Canada. Yeah. And we, as a Canadian production, as a fully Canadian production, we actually benefit even more because the tax incentive higher if you.
Is that because you're hiring locals, basically?
Yes. The main reason, the main requirement is the content. So the director or the writer must be Canadians, number one, or number two. Leads have to be Canadians, one or two, and there's also key creative points You have to hit like 6 points out of 10 for your composer, art director, DP, et cetera, et cetera. And the most important thing, the copyrights needs to belong to the Canadian corporation. So when the American, the Hollywood company is coming, they get the, not the Canadian content tax credit, but the film production service tax credit, which is lower, but it's still, it's a huge extent, huge help for the budget, because you can finance it. That's what we did. That's what I'm hearing now from lots of productions coming to Canada. We're planning to go to Canada because the tax, I mean, the dollar rate is pretty sweet, because now it's like 1.35 Canadians for one American dollar, plus the tax incentives. Plus, we do not expect any strikes in Canada, but I heard that it's coming the next year. Teamsters, I think, are going to strike.
So no one is off limits as far as that goes, exactly. I guess.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I guess that's to be expected on some level, but whatever. I mean, I'm sure it will work itself out, right?
Yeah. So that's why it's everybody's saying like, okay, it's going to be a really busy year.
That's very cool. So how did you get into storytelling, Alex? Where did that journey begin for you as in a creative and getting involved in this side of things?
That's a long story. How much time do we have?
Let's do the Reader's Digest version. Like, was it seeing something as a kid? Was it having an experience? Okay. That's generally how it starts, right? Yeah. As a child, you become interested in things, and then pretty soon you're in the business.
Yeah. First film I shot on my VHS, my parents' VHS camera. And I didn't know how to edit. So we were literally like shooting, like just cut, change the clothing, change the shot, record, stop. And so we didn't know how to edit, but it was so painful. The journey actually, after I moved to Canada, I would say, I started focusing more like, okay, new country, new career.
Yeah,
I was
okay.
2016. Yeah, but I spent like a couple of years to improve my English first. And I started meeting with filmmakers here, and I understood that they're talented filmmakers, but they don't know the business side.
Okay.
Because I have a financial degree, and because I have a business background, so I was like, hey, what's the plan? Oh, we shoot this and we go to the film festivals. So I go, okay, what's the, like, I mean, how do you make the money back? Oh, we just hope somebody will pick it up. So like, well, it's not the best business plan.
Ideal, I would imagine.
You can't go to the investors and say like, hey, it's a lottery. We might, you know, somebody might pick it up. So you can't raise money. So I started learning more about the business and also about the tax credits. It's kind of easy for me because of the financial degree. I was like, oh, okay, I understand how it works. And I also understand you can use it as a collateral and finance it. So it's... And if you're Canadian content, it's easily 40% of your budget right there, just to finance the tax credit. And that's how I started. And then we teamed up with Bruce Fontaine, who's a director of Ruthless Bastards, and with Wai San Chen, who unfortunately couldn't join us today. He's an independent producer here in Vancouver. And that's how we started. I learned storytelling. I spent... probably like, because I felt like, well, the story, the script is the foundation of the good project. So I learned storytelling, and I also was in front of the camera. That's how I learned. I have an agent here, and I did a couple shows. I usually play like an Eastern European with a strong Russian accent. That's how I learned about the industry. I made connections, and we were planning to do this project before COVID, and then COVID obviously changed everything.
Yeah.
So it took us a while to rebuild again. And then we were lucky to attach Casper and Sean.
Yeah. I mean, it just looks a lot of fun. Well, congratulations on this, of course.
Thank you.
I mean, all of the success is very, very well deserved. One last question. When you are creating a project like this or other things as a producer or whatever your part is in mm-hmm. that, like, where does the validation come for you? Does it come from friends? Does it come from family? Does it come from working on the project?
Sir, what do you mean validation?
Well, as far as like, how do you feel, how do you equate success in this? Do you equate success in completing the project? Do you feel validated by that? Do you feel validated by friends and family saying good job? Like, how do you equate success in this?
Well, we had to sacrifice, I'll tell you the truth. We had to sacrifice some creative choices. We had to choose different path because when we were talking with Y and Bruce, we said like, hey, the main goal. So there are two different types of production companies. Some companies, they produce to distribute, and others distribute to produce. So I put distribution first. So we just said, well, let's focus on something what we can sell, because that way we can return the money to our investors and we make them happy. And then we can go to other investors or the same ones and they're like, hey, here's now the next project. Let's do it. So that's why we had to cut corners. We had to make some painful creative decisions. But still, I think we did a good job. And as I said, the strike helped us in a way. So if we're talking professionally, for me, the success would be when we return 100% of the money to the investors with some profit. But of course, like creatively and just me personally, I would love the audience to say like, oh, this is a great project and deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, congratulations. I can't wait to see this. Ruthless Bastards. Are you anticipating a wide theatrical release? Streaming, or is that still being sorted out?
Yeah, it's still being sorted out. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. We kind of in a sweet spot because nothing's was a quiet year production wise. So that's why we kind of rushed in the post. We want to release it earlier. Because of the hunger on the market, we might be lucky and get theatrical, at least like maybe like limited theatrical in North America or maybe in Europe. So, but nothing's confirmed yet. So the distributors wants to see the movie. So we got our rough cut last week, no, 2 weeks ago. So now we want to hear the feedback and hopefully we lock the picture first week of January. We do sound, VFX, and March, we deliver the movie. And yeah, so theatrical, we hope for theatrical. But maybe we'll go directly to VOD. We'll see.
Cool. Well, congratulations, Alex.
Thank you.
Happy New Year, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Brett. Happy New Year.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks for listening and being a part of today's conversation.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider sharing it with a friend. It's absolutely free.
Omega proportions.
The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
And remember, we care.